Diablo 4 has arrived. As the forces of hell gather, only you can stand in their way. Journey across the expansive open world of Sanctuary. Choose from 5 powerful classes, then progress them to fit your playstyle. Adventure with your friends in up to 4-player co-op with cross-play and cross-progression on all platforms. Welcome to hell. Diablo 4, available now. Rated M for mature. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
Hey guys, welcome back to Skincanarchy after a long time. I just wanted to tell you guys that we are still doing top picks. We just finished all of the facial care top picks, and we're going to be moving into other areas like body care, fragrance, wellness, self-care. So stay tuned for that. But for now, I hope you enjoy this lovely masterclass episode with Jan. It's all about her top picks, actually, and her tips and tricks for the holidays and how to really keep your skin glowing, healthy, beautiful during this, you know, entire season, whether that's running around to parties or, you know, having fun with family or whatever it is that, you know, you take your time doing this season. You're going to be prepared after listening to this. So enjoy it. Give me your feedback. Send some comments in. And yeah, stay tuned for more top picks. This is the special masterclass series with Jan Marini, and today's topic is so cool. I'm excited to chat with Jan about all of the things we want to know about the holiday season. So today's episode is, you know, labeled Countdown to the Holidays. So I can't wait to dive in and ask you a bunch of questions. Jan, welcome back, by the way.
Well, thank you. It's so great to be back. And this is a really fun subject as we're coming up on holiday season and everybody wants to know what to do for their skin and how to get it holiday ready.
I know it's like one of those, I feel like this is like the part of the year where everyone just starts to realize like, oh gosh, I have like 80 parties to attend. I have like, you know, all this stuff on my agenda and I need to make sure that everything, like my skin, my makeup, everything's looking great. So I'm really excited for you to give us tips and just tell us what to do. So just to get started, I know that we're, you know, I think what, a month now, like a month and some weeks away.
Okay, from today is the first. 4 weeks and then another, 3 weeks? So it's about seven weeks or so to Christmas, but we're 3 weeks to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I know. And once Thanksgiving comes, it's like, bam, 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 like everything just, you know, rolls in so fast. I feel like time speeds up right after Thanksgiving. So, you know, we're very close. And now that, you know, we're coming up to, like, you know, you mentioned Christmas and then the New Year's, you know, we want people to feel like, you know, they can gain some advice here that's going to help them keep their skin looking great, glowing, clear, you know, just the things that we all really want, you know, when you're going to a party or wherever you're going, you know, for your socializing. So I wanted to begin the episode by really asking you, are there things that we can do that really make a difference in actually just improving our skin concerns in like a short amount of time, maybe like, you know, the 7 weeks that we mentioned here?
Yes, absolutely. So, okay, you know, whether you're concerned with acne, coloration or rosacea, or maybe texture, you know, pore size, fine lines, wrinkles, all of those various things, you can actually dramatically improve those issues or act, and in many cases even resolve them. And here's where it starts. So first of all, everybody should ask themselves this question, and you know, your practitioner should ask you this question. And I ask people this question exactly like this: if there was something you could change or improve about your skin, what would it be? Now, typically, you're going to probably give your first concern. And maybe you say, well, I have brown discoloration, or I have acne, I break out. Then you ask it again: if there's something else I could change or improve about my skin, what would it be? And typically, you're going to come up with 3 or 4 concerns. So that's your runway. And think about how you'd feel about your skin if you could address every one of those concerns. And so here's where it starts off with. And then we're going to kind of get a little bit more finite, but it starts off with the skin care management system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, yeah.
I could be talking with a world famous celebrity, which I do frequently. Yes. I could be talking with, you know, medical professionals. And it always starts, regardless of how educated somebody is, how sophisticated they are, it starts with the skincare management system. And it's designed to address various common skin concerns. So yeah. That's the basis. And then we go from there.
No, I love that you said that. I just want to like say one thing, because this is so important that you mentioned this first, because I really want to reiterate to the audience that I really like, very few times will you guys hear me like say this is the go-to starting place like for your skin health, but I really mean it when I say that, like for, about the skincare management system. This is the starting place, you guys, like for real. Like once you start the system, you're gonna see it. You're going to start seeing the actual problems that maybe you didn't even know how to put a word around. You know what I mean, Jen? Like when you don't know what's wrong with your skin and you just, you know, you start using a system and then you start realizing like, oh, I have this, I have, you know, acne or rosacea or discoloration, or I want this to be fixed. This is really where you start. So I just wanted to just, you know, interject and say that, because I really feel it in my heart at this point. Like, you know, for all those people that are out there, you know what I mean? That don't know, they don't know where to start.
Thank you. And I'll tell you, you know, I hear this all the time from our physicians, from our skincare professionals, and they'll say that their patients tell them, gee, is it my imagination? Or does my skin literally in a day or two look so much more refined and so much smoother and so much glowing? And it's, you know, it's not your imagination. It really does work that quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. No. So, you know, for example, Jan, say we have like 5 weeks left, right? And we have all this stuff to do. And what can we do for things like acne, discoloration, rosacea, these big problems that, you know, we often see people struggling with? Like, what are some of the things we can really do to target this in a short amount of time?
Okay. So first of all, let's talk about acne, because acne is an epidemic among women in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. You know, people say to me, well, Jen, I don't have acne. I just break out once in a while. If you break out once a month, if you break out 10 times a day, once a week, it's all acne and it's unpredictable. And when you get around the holidays, a lot of people have anxiety because what if I wake up, you know, on Christmas morning? What if I wake up the day before Thanksgiving and I've got this big acne lesion on my face? So first of all, with acne, there's two things that you need to do. And by the way, there is no cure for acne. Nobody wants to do that, but there's no cure. Accutane is not a cure. It puts people in remission, but remission can be relatively short-lived, or maybe the acne comes back, or it comes back, it's not as bad, but it's still there. And so what we can do, though, is we can prevent the breakouts and we can get complete total clearing. But you have to do it every single day consistently. And I'm Accutane failure and my skin is always flawless. I never, never, never break out. And I'll tell you one other thing really quickly before I get to the solution. I just got a letter yesterday from a mom of a teenager. And about a year ago, she had contacted someone who knew me and said, look, can you please get some advice from Jan? Because my daughter is just... her face is so bad. And she would wear hats and she would cover up and she'd wear heavy makeup. And so we were able to get her completely clear. And now she doesn't even wear any makeup. Her skin is just absolutely glowing. I mean, it looks just beautiful. And she was kind to say a year later. But the one thing that this teenager does is every single day,
She uses these
products. And so it's what you have an acne lesion, that's the end of the process. Okay, so how do you get clear in a few weeks? Well, first of all, it's the system. And secondly, it is duality. Now, you have to do two things for acne. One, you have to introduce something in the follicle to keep cells from sticking together. That's the beginning of the acne process. You have cells lining your follicle. We don't understand why, but they stick together. It makes a little microcomedone. Second thing you have to do is you've got to introduce something that goes after C. acne bacteria. Now, C. acne bacteria is harmless. You can't catch it. You can't spread it. It's not infectious. We all have it. We can have very clear skin and we have colonies of P. acne bacteria. But what happens in the follicle, the C. acne bacteria gets trapped in there. It eats the oil that's trapped and it excretes a fatty acid byproduct. And that fatty acid byproduct is very corrosive and it wears down your follicle walls. And when that happens, you get a leak, a rupture, or a blowout. So you either get a papule, red bump, pustule, you get a nodule, mini cyst, the hard underground lesion, you get a big full-blown cyst. Now, what Duality is a two-chamber product that number one, the first chamber, has a type of benzoyl peroxide that is not drying. This is different than anything you've ever used, guys. And it immediately, benzoyl forces peroxide in the follicle, releases oxygen. See, acne bacteria can't live in oxygen. Kills it better than anything you've ever seen. But you got to do it every day. The second part of that, second chamber, is a retinoid. So what this does, at the same time it addresses the acne, it de-ages the skin. So as the acne clears, people say, oh my gosh, my pores look so much smaller. My skin looks so brighter, smoother. It looks so much younger. I could put somebody on Duality that doesn't have acne. I wouldn't, but I could. And I can completely transform their skin. I can de-age the appearance of their skin. So the system in Duality, okay, and literally you could be by Thanksgiving, a lot of times people are pretty much done breaking out, sometimes in the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, so I was just going to ask you, I was like, well, you know, if you start the system immediately, like say you're listening right now, you go on, you go by, you know, you get your system, you start using it, like how long can we expect it to take to start seeing like real results?
So typically what happens is that you start to notice that, first of all, you're not breaking out to the same extent. And if you are having a little bit of residual breakout, the lesions are much smaller. They're not as aggressive. And your existing lesions are clearing up faster. There's less inflammation, less redness. The skin is looking so much smoother. It's so much brighter. And then typically within that first 2, 3, 4 week period, and again, for some people less, we find that the breakouts have stopped. So it's, again, a matter of clearing up those existing lesions. And then you know, sometimes for women, when they hit their menstrual cycle, they get a little bit of breakout. But each time the menstrual cycle comes around, it gets less and less and less and less. So you can be clear. You can be clear by Thanksgiving. You could be completely clear by Christmas. I mean, and think about how you're going to feel when you have those holiday festivities and you look in the mirror and you're not even wearing foundation. You're wearing makeup, but you're not wearing foundation because your skin just looks so glowing. And
it's amazing. No, it's amazing. I really want to be like a testimony to that, because I know that when we had started, you know, like just interviewing, and I started interviewing you, like, I remember, like, you know, when we first put me on the system, I was very, you know, obviously as a scientist, you're very like, you know, is this going to work? But that is exactly what you just said, how I would describe my results. Like, I just felt like my skin, it started to glow from within. You know, it wasn't like a thing where, you know, okay, all of a sudden you have this like glow from that, you know, the glass skin from like putting so much stuff on your face that it's just highlighted, you know. No, it was a glow from within. And I didn't feel the need, you know, not that I wear a lot of makeup anyways, but I didn't feel the need to like cover up and like, you know, make sure my pores aren't standing out. It really started to show, you know, is my point. Like, it really works.
You know, you have every right to be skeptical. Everyone has a right to be skeptical, because no one ever says to you, oh, I have the second best product. Everybody has the best product, the latest, the greatest, but a lot of times it's non-specific. And I always say, I don't want another product. I want a solution. And so this is what this is really about. It's about solutions for these common skin concerns, not about using something that's non-specific. Oh, this is going to make your skin feel better. It's going to make it look better. Is it really going to actually manage your acne? And that other one, you mentioned a couple of others. One of them is pigmentation. That is a huge issue.
Yes.
The fact is, every single person by the age of 35, if you've got skin, you're going to have some type of acne. And if you don't have obvious areas of contrasting pigmentation, then there's something called background pigment or actinic bronzing. So, you know, a good way to describe actinic bronzing is if you look at an area of your body that maybe at some point was exposed, but you don't expose any longer. It could be your arms, and you compare it with some other area of your body, and there's almost like a permanent tan. It's just permanently darker. Well, that's known as background pigment. And so the remedy for this, or the solution, which we can, whether you have melasma, you have chelasma, whether it is solar lichenogenes, background pigment, any of these things, we can make the skin look so much brighter, so much more even. And I mean, it's so reflective. And that's another reason why, if the light reflects away from the skin, you don't see the same imperfections. Yeah. And it's a system, and it is luminate. So our luminate facial product. Now I want to mention something about the luminate facial product. This product was, the study on this product was actually published in the Journal of Drugs and Dermatology. That's a peer-reviewed medical journal. And as you know, Ekta, a lot of industries, professions have journals, but they're not peer-reviewed. Exactly. And to get in a peer-reviewed medical journal is something that really has to be highly scrutinized, and it can take a long time. And so this study was a study, a half-face comparison with prescription hydroquinone, which is considered, you know, it's been considered for years the gold, one of the gold standards for discoloration. And so it was a half-face head-to-head study with prescription hydroquinone, and we outperformed prescription hydroquinone. And the other thing that's in this product, besides all of the topical agents that deal with the issues surrounding pigmentation, but the other thing that's in that product is retinol again. So at the same time, we can gauge the appearance of skin. And so when you walk into that party and everybody's going, my God, what did she do? Your skin looks so much brighter, so much smoother, younger looking. Yeah. So,
and healthier yes. too. Like, it's like very healthy looking. Like, that's one thing I definitely noticed, is that my skin just looks like as if, you know, when people say like, you can't like rewind time. Well, yeah, you can't rewind and you can't go back in time, but your skin will definitely have that glow back that it had. And like, for me, at least, it was like, you know, when I was in my 20s, or like, you know, earlier on, I had this glow about me, and I feel like that's coming back. You know, I'm noticing it. Other people notice it. So yeah, well, healthy.
Actually, you probably have rewound your skin to some extent. And that's a really good observation, because the way that a retinoid work, and I'm not talking about walking into the drugstore, the department store, but I'm talking about specifically the right retinoid. And it's different than anything, any skincare ingredient. And there's a lot of rhetoric out there where they try to tell you that some herbal product or something will do the same thing as a retinoid. It can't. And you actually have retinoid receptor sites in your skin. Yeah. They're known as RARs. So retinoic acid receptors. And so retinol connects. And what it does is, when it hits a certain enzymes in your skin that everybody has, it's converted into retinoic acid, or tretinoin, which is the active ingredient in prescription, you know, the prescription retinoid products. But what it does that's so astounding is that everything you see pretty much in your lifetime, when you start to age, and whether it's, you know, if you have large pores, if you start to see textural changes, fine lines, discoloration, any of those things, that was programmed into your skin before the age of 10. It takes 10, 20, 30 years to show up. It gets programmed into your DNA. So essentially what your body does, your DNA, your expressive genes, they produce instructions. So it's like a blueprint. It's like an instruction sheet, but it's the only thing your body's going to look at if it wants to repair. And if those instructions have been compromised over years of sun exposure, and just incidental sun exposure and environmental exposure, all the things that we do, diet, lifestyle, then it doesn't repair the same way. And what's extraordinary about the right retinoid, and this is an actual medical fact, is that it can actually repair the instructions, or correct instructions coming from your DNA. So what's happening is that your skin is actually responding, or looking like it did maybe 5 or 10 years ago. And it gets better as time goes on.
Well, so, but that's the thing is that, you know, one, I don't want to interrupt you, but you're right. And also, this really leads to my question about that's coming up next, because you're right. With time, it gets better, but it's also as if, like, you start to, like, pinpoint, like, okay, my skin is, like, now at a basal level. So now I can, like, really start targeting things that I want to work more on. And that's where I really brings me to asking you about, like, accelerators and, you know, just those kind of additions. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, when you, one of the reasons why I always tell people you want to focus on your number one concern, because if you're obsessed, and I mentioned I was a two-time Accutane failure, I had perfect skin as a teenager. I didn't develop acne until around the age of 19. But when I did, I was obsessed. I was anxious all the time. Am I going to wake up and have two new lesions on my face, two big cysts? You know, am I going to have two more the next day? And so once I was able to manage that and get that completely under control, then of course you start to look at other things that you can move forward into perfecting or addressing that maybe are concerns. And one of the big concerns today, and you mentioned this earlier, is rosacea.
Yeah.
You know, rosacea is a very fast growing disease. There's no cure for rosacea. Yeah. But you can manage it. And the statistics are that it affects over 16 million Americans. Well, I'm going to tell you, that's a low number. Because does everybody who has rosacea, do they actually go to see a physician? How is it documented? And a lot of people who have rosacea haven't had it officially documented, but they, you know, they know that they have red skin. They know that they flush and blush. And it's a very complex disease. But the bottom line is that if we look at all of the various factors that go into rosacea, and one of it is sun exposure, it typically is more prevalent in fair-skinned individuals. This is a disease of vasomotor instability. Blood vessels are supposed to expand and contract in rosacea. These blood vessels are compromised, and so they're much more noticeable, and you have the flushing and blushing. But if you dive down under all of that, in common rosacea, there's an inflammatory protein. It's known as kisalicinin. Now, we all have this protein, and it's a good protein because it actually plays a role in wound healing. Yeah. But if you're producing this protein when there's no target organism and there, you know, you just had a glass of wine, you're sitting in a stuffy room, you had a cup of coffee, because there's certain triggers that environmental as well as food triggers that can cause you to somehow it produces this protein. And so what we've done that's really revolutionary, and there's nothing out there like this, is that the system and Rosaleve, and Rosaleve is a product that, among other things, actually has a peptide that helps to downregulate that inflammatory protein. And we have lots of other inflammatories that also work toward that endpoint. But it's extraordinary because if you go to our website, you can see actual vascular photos.
Yeah.
Where you can, the blood vessels, the vascular network is different. It's not just a superficial kind of look to the skin, but it is where we're able to make this difference in terms of this vascular network. So for the appearance of rosacea and along with the system, it is superb. And again, this is not something that's going to take a huge amount of time, because if you control your triggers, common triggers for rosacea, you know, would be, now this is hard around the holidays because it's going to be alcohol, but also spicy food. And, you know, for some people, it's different triggers for different people, but, and stress and things like that. But if you can control those triggers and you're using the system and Rosaleve, literally a lot of people don't look like they have rosacea.
I think that's so cool that, like, you mentioned the idea of, like, how rosacea is underreported, because it just made me think of, like, the 90s and the early 2000s when people actually started having, like, commercials on the TV about rosacea, and like, then everybody was like, wait a minute, do I have rosacea? Wait, I think my dad has, you know what I mean? So it's so true what you said, is like, if you're not required, and this is for everyone listening, you know, and Jan, you already know this, but like, everyone listening, if your disease, or not that, you know, you have a disease, but if you do have a disease that's like a public health concern, that's really only when people or doctors report it, you know? So like, we don't have accurate, like Jan said, we don't have accurate data to represent how many people have rosacea or suffering from it, or what kind of rosacea, mind you, you know? So that's a really, really big thing to realize, is that you might even have it and you don't know you have it. So this is another reason why starting from one place and working, you know, through that is better than you just using a bunch of actives, which I see, Jen, I see people doing that a lot. You know, like they'll have like that rosacea or that sensitive skin and they just put like acid on top. And I'm like, what are you doing? Please don't do that. You know?
Well, you know, first of all, a lot of times people say rosacea is sensitive skin. That's the thing I hear constantly. Rosacea is not sensitive skin. You could have sensitive skin and have rosacea, or you could have rosacea and not be sensitive at all, and you could be very sensitive and not have rosacea. It's a disease of reactivity, not sensitivity. So you're reactive to certain triggers. And I always say, if you think you have rosacea, it is good to get it officially diagnosed. And I'll tell you why. And it's not that, you know, you can't go to a skincare practitioner, or you can't have somebody coach you through it and really help to manage it. But in about 47 to 48% of cases of facial rosacea, there's ocular involvement. And it's oftentimes called, you know, ocular rosacea, or sometimes even the name blepharitis is used. And this is something that's fairly easily treated. But it can kind of look like, if you look at the lids of the eyes, it kind of looks like it has telangiectasia. Sometimes the eye itself will look like that season when your eyes are red because you have seasonal allergies or something like that. And I used to show pictures where there was really, really severe, but it can be mild. But if you have something like that and it's left untreated for long periods of time, there's actually cases that lead to blindness. So, that's a good reason why it should be diagnosed, just to make certain that it's limited to the face, but it can be managed even though there's not a cure.
Yeah. And I like that you mentioned that it's a vessel disease, because I think that's a very, very important thing to highlight as well, is that people need to understand that skin, you know, when your skin is reflecting some sort of disorder or something is wrong, right? Something's happening. You have to really think about it, you guys, like, where is the problem and where else does it extend to? Because with the rosacea, as Jan just described and explained to us, like, you know, it is a vessel situation, right? Your vessels are involved. So that means that you have to go to a doctor. You have to get that fixed, because that's going to lead to like leaky vessels. It could be so many things that could occur, you know, downstream as like, you know, sequelae of that problem. So yeah, definitely. I agree with you, Jan. You should definitely go to a dermatologist, go to a professional that can diagnose it and really report it. So
just get it diagnosed so that you know, and get the clearance that you don't have it. It's not involving in the eyes or anything like that. Yeah. There's so many things that you can, there are a number of things that you can do though to really manage it.
So I want to talk to you for a minute, Jen, about the body, because we talk a lot about facial skin, right? We talk a lot about taking care of facial skin, but what about the body? You know, what can we do for body skin?
Okay. So I'm going to give you a tip for body skin for the holidays. You can do this anytime, but for the holidays.
Yeah.
So lots of times during the holidays, even though we're not in the summer, we'll use some type of sunless tanner or shimmer product, because, you know, you're wearing your short little party dress, or you're exposing more skin and you just want it to look really smooth and you want it to look really glowing. And you'd also don't want it to look like, you know, it matches the snowdrift outside. So first thing that you do is that in your bath or your shower, you use our body scrub. Now, this is a glycolic acid body scrub. So this is different than any body scrub, because it not only has that granular impact, which, by the way, no exfoliation like that for the face, no granules on the face, but the body is fine because you don't have the same oil glands and everything. But it not only has that exfoliation effect with the granules, but also it has the glycolic acid, which actually works by dissolving, dislodging the glue-like substance or cellular cement between cells. So it completely resurfaces the skin. And it has other benefits beyond just resurfacing, and including things like for keratosis pilaris. So in any way, so you use the body scrub, okay? Then when you get out and your skin is, you know, you're dry and your skin is still kind of damp, you use some type of body oil because you want to trap all that nice moisture in the skin. And it doesn't have to be something real. You can use any body oil you like, but I mean, there's inexpensive body oils, and Neutrogena makes a good body oil.
Yeah, yeah.
Next, what you want to do is then you want to put on a nice heavy cream. And we don't make a real heavy body cream. I shouldn't be saying this, but I'm working on a glycolic body cream, but at any rate. Okay. So
we're going to ignore you for that.
Really good body cream is a product that I know you're probably have heard of. It's called CeraVe from the drugstore. CERA and then capital VE. And it's got ceramides in it. It has a lot of topicals that really help with barrier function. And you can get it in a big tub with a plunger on the top. So anyway, you're going to put your CeraVe on and again, trap more moisture in. And so at this point now, your skin is going to be really soft and silky. And then if you use our Cellulite TX, you put the Cellulite TX on in the areas where you have cellulite, including your upper arms, because it kind of helps to shrink wrap them. Yeah. And so now you've got body skin that's just smooth like satin. It is just absolutely reflective and glowing.
Yeah, then it sounds divine.
Your sunless tanner.
Yeah.
So it'll go on really smooth. Or, you know, there's some really great shimmer lotions out there. For example, I think Neutrogena makes a shimmer lotion. Jergens
Moroccan oil. I don't know if you've tried theirs.
Yeah.
Oh, like my gosh.
You put it on. It's got a little bit of color to it. It's not a sunscreen. It's a little color, but it has all the shimmers in it. So it looks so reflective. I don't know if you've ever looked at a talk show where a celebrity comes on and they have, you know, they have a slit up the side of their dress and they're exposing their leg. And it just looks like it's almost like reflective.
Yeah.
That's what shimmer lotions help to do. So anyway, and then you're party ready. So that's kind of my, for the body.
I love that. I love that you mentioned using glycolic on the body as well, because I know that the cleanser in the system is a glycolic cleanser. So that makes total sense to me when I think about it, especially, you know, if any of you have been following the masterclass series, you know, Jan has gone into depth, you know, about glycolic, and I really, really encourage you guys to reference some of those episodes, for the previous episodes, because she's really explained the use of glycolic and why she prefers it. And it's a really, really great amount of, you know, information and knowledge. But I love, Jan, that you said that. And I love that you guys have a scrub, because, you know, there's really not a lot of good options for body care out there. Like, I hate to say it, but I was making my list for top picks, as everybody knows, and it's been like a struggle, you know what I mean, to find good products, because people haven't mastered body care yet. So, you know, I'm glad that you have some options for us.
I have to tell you, right now I'm working with some, I've developed some glycolic acid body bench samples, you know, body.
Yeah.
And I will tell you what I love about it. And I've worked with glycolic in the past, but the reason that I decided to kind of go into the space a little bit more is because you put it on your body, and I can't explain the softness and the silkiness. It's different than any kind of body product that I've ever used, because body products, you know, they provide emolliency, and they sort of make the skin feel, because you don't have oil glands on your legs and your arms. So it gives it that sense of sort of smooth emolliency. But this is like this unbelievably satiny feel. Hours later, it's still there. The next day, it's still there. I mean, it's like your skin is just acting so much different, and it looks better. It looks younger. And the other thing is that, you know, when you speak about the acids, the other thing is, you know, once you've been on a program for a couple of weeks and you really start to see your skin progressing, whether it's acne, whether it's discoloration, whatever it is, there are some things that you can do to kind of get that even faster and more progressive towards your end goal. And a couple of things that you can do are the Marini multi-acid resurfacing pads or the Marini clear corrective pads. Now, what that is, it's a jar. It has 30 pads inside the jar that are pre-soaked. And these are two different formulas. They're very similar. Anybody can use either formula, but the multi-acid resurfacing pads were specifically made for skin rejuvenation. So to accelerate that process, you know, making the pores look smaller, making the skin look just brighter and smoother and more luminous. And so it's so easy to use because you just clean your face.
Yeah.
Put them on. You leave it on 10 or 15 minutes. And it depends on how cold the weather is. If it's really cold, you know, you can tailor that to whether you leave it on for 5 minutes or 3 minutes, because you'll still get a great result. And then you just rinse it off and you put on the rest of the products in your system. And if it's the clear corrective pads, again, anybody can use it, but that was specifically designed for acne, because in addition to helping to clear acne faster, there's something in there that also goes after the root problem of the discoloration. So when you have an acne lesion and you either are left with a red spot, or it could be brownish or purplish or even blackish, depending on your skin tone, it really helps to clear that away so much faster. And again, think about how your skin could be when it gets around to these holidays.
Oh my gosh. I know. And I really, really love that. Like, you have such a systematic way of approaching skin. I absolutely love that. And I wanted to actually ask you, now that we've gone through and we've talked about, you know, obviously first place start skincare management system, we're on the system now. Okay. Say that we even added on Duality, we've used Luminant Face, and here we are, you know, in a situation, it's like a party is like tomorrow or the day after. Is there anything we can do to make your skin look even better, like extra nice? Yes. You know, you're just to ready to go kind of thing. Yeah.
So you could do the ones that I just mentioned, which are the multi-acid exfoliating pads or the corrective pads. But I know you've done this, Ekta.
Yes.
One of my favorites, CleanZyme and SkinZyme.
Oh my God, this product is so good, you guys.
It is just instant gratification. So what this is, this is a proteolytic enzyme, and it digests dead or diseased tissue, but it can't hurt normal living tissue. So unlike scrubs, unlike products that don't know the difference between the dead tissue, the living tissue, they don't know whether your skin is inflamed or not inflamed. This is can only go after dead diseased tissue. So you can't hurt your skin. And what you do is you start off, instead of using the regular cleanser in the system, you use the CleanZyme, and then you take it off and then you put the mask on. It's not a mask that hardens. You leave it on 10 or 15 minutes. And then you use a little bit of the CleanZyme to take that off and rinse your face. And then take a moment, look in the mirror, because it's like instant gratification.
Oh my God.
Like glass. And then you put the rest of your products on. And if you're at a point where you've gotten to that place where your skin is more perfected, then you don't need, I mean, you can, I don't have anything against, believe me, I don't typically wear foundation. It's rare, but you don't have to put foundation on, because the contrast between, if you have a little blush and a little lipstick, the contrast between that glowing skin, it just looks so perfected. And the other thing that you can do, if you, you know, it's sometimes it's hard to break away from the foundation habit, because, you know, you're so afraid that somebody's going to see imperfections. But we make an SPF 45 tinted sunscreen that fabulous. And let me tell you what else is so great about it. So first of all, it gives you, makes the skin look really polished. It makes the skin look very smooth, very perfected, but it doesn't look like a foundation. People won't know that you're wearing a foundation. It kind of fuses with the skin. I like to call it sort of that stained glass look, where everything is very reflective, but it has an oil capture system in it. Now, this oil capture system is very selective. It captures oil, but it cannot capture the active ingredients in products, and it cannot capture water. So if you have kind of a combination skin tending toward oily, it balances it out and just makes you look glowing. If you've got dry skin, it balances out and makes you look glowing. And when you're at a holiday party or festivities, and you know it's kind of it gets a little bit hot in the room, and you're dancing and you're moving around, the worst thing in the world is you go to the bathroom to touch up and your face is melted.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. Okay.
So this is something where you won't get that because it's so light, it's so natural, and also it has that oil capture system.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I love that. I really love that you have the oil capture in there, because that is one of the biggest problems when you're at a party, like you said, because you don't even know it. Like sometimes I don't even know it and my face is like a disco ball. I have no idea that it looks like that, but it does. So I'm glad that you mentioned it.
We won't even get into the whole thing with the mascara when you go in and you look like you have raccoon
eyes. Oh my
God. That's the other issue.
I think that's what you got to do next, Jen. You got to make us mascara that like also makes our eyelashes super long.
I know, but, you know, okay. That's the one thing I've gone through, like everybody, so many mascaras that they swear they don't flake, they don't come off. And then you still end up in certain situations with the old raccoon eyes. So anyway.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And especially with like people like me, I look for a really dark, like really black like mascara, and it's terrible. Like I can wear it for like 2 hours and then I'm like, I'm done.
But I'm done. Okay, so I will give you another tip.
Oh, okay, perfect.
So one of the issues that we all deal with as females is the whole issue with the lips.
Yeah.
And lip lines. Now let me tell you what happens with lips. By the age of 60, 80% of all females will lose what is known as the show of upper teeth. What does that mean? If you look at a fashion magazine and the models aren't even smiling broadly, you see their upper tooth line and you see this very nice turned up lip. You see a well-defined vermilion border. Well, our lips elongate in two directions. So one is that the upper lip actually lengthens. The vermilion border starts to kind of soften. It's not as crisp and the lip starts to kind of turn under. So it looks thinner and it doesn't have the same volume. Then the platysma muscle, the big muscle on the neck, as it pulls down, it takes the corners of the mouth with it.
Yeah.
And if you think about mom or grandma, lots of times if they're not smiling broadly, you see more of the lower teeth than the upper teeth. Okay, so that's issue number one. Second issue is that you can be even in your early 20s and you can have little tiny lip lines that don't even show, but just enough so that when you put on that red holiday lipstick, and you guys don't know it, but I'm wearing red today. You can see it, Ekta, but I can wear red lipstick. And if I don't take it off when I get home, which I will, but if I had it on at 10 o'clock tonight, it would be absolutely just where it is right now. It would not bleed.
Yeah.
Because I use our lip product. So this is our 3D lip product. So the 3D lip product, it's not designed to, it makes the lips feel nice and soft, but it's not designed to be a lip balm. This is a product that is designed that you put a little dab, I put it on kind of on my upper lip, but then I rub it vigorously around my lips and on my lips. Uh-huh. And what it does is first it adds a little bit of volume, and it doesn't add the volume by virtue of being a rubefactant, meaning that it's, you know, like peppermint or something that causes your lips to swell.
Yeah.
So it causes them to look a little bit more upturned, a little bit more volume, a little crisper, but over time it has a magnificent effect on lip lines, the appearance of lip lines. And it's not just, you know, as I said, you could have little tiny ones and that lipstick will bleed, or you can have lip lines that are much more obvious. And of course the lipstick bleeds. So it makes a huge difference with that.
No, that is a huge pet peeve of mine too, is that like that bleeding of the lipstick, like no matter what, even like liquid lipsticks do this. Like as everybody knows, you know, whoever's listening in, I know we have all dealt with this. So that's awesome that you have that, because I honestly, like now I'm in my 30s and I literally avoid wearing, like around the holidays, you know, all the beautiful plum lipsticks come out and the reds and the burgundies. And I'm like, I can't wear that because it's going to bleed and it's going to just, you know, I'm just going to look like the Joker, you know? So I'd stay away from them, but you know, that's,
I don't stay away from any of those lips because I don't even worry about it anymore. So it's,
oh, I love that. I love that. So, okay, I have another question. So, also something that goes with, you know, the holiday season, late night parties, is you get less sleep, right? And a lot of us, especially, I know a lot of you listening out there, you also deal with this just like I do, where, you know, you're not getting enough sleep. So you get those dark circles, and those dark circles are so hard for me, at least when I get dark circles, Jen, it's like, I have got to bombard with concealer or something. So I want you to really talk to us about dark circles and what we can do.
Well, you know what I used to say when people would say, Jen, what do I do for dark circles? And I had a sarcastic answer. I said, pick your parents. We actually do have a solution today, or at least, you know, I cannot change your hereditary issues, but dark circles are really where your blood vessels are closer to the surface. It's just, you know, again, it's something that you inherited. And so the reason why we don't necessarily see dark circles extensively in children is because there's a collagen pad, there's a fat pad, there's a membrane that kind of keeps everything, kind of like Spanx, it keeps everything in place and gives a contour to the eye area. But as we get older, several things happen. So first of all, we lose some collagen in the eye area. And so the blood vessels are more noticeable. And we also have some fat herniation, which can create shadows and things like that. And then what happens is that those blood vessels over time have been compromised. So they tend to become very vulnerable to things like you didn't have enough sleep around the holidays, or, you know, various other kinds. You have allergies or you have a cold. And what happens is the circulation slows down and those blood vessels engorge with blood. So now they're even more noticeable. The other thing that happens is they become compromised through sun exposure, you know, years of sun exposure. Just like everything, your skin, your other issues that become compromised, these blood vessels start to get leaky. Yeah. And so when they leak, what are they leaking? Well, they're leaking out the coloration of blood, which is things like bilirubin and verdirubin that kind of stains the skin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in some individuals, I mean, it can almost look blackish underneath the eyes. But we have a product called Luminant Eye Gel. Now, Luminant Eye Gel has something in it that clears away that under eye discoloration from the bilirubin and the verdirubin about 300 times faster.
Wow.
It also increases circulation in general in that area so that your blood vessels are less likely to be as engorged. Now, again, I can't change hereditary issues, genetic issues, but you can look at before and after pictures. There's a definite difference, and people always say that they notice that it's so much better. Like it's as good as it is on your best day. We may not be able to do it completely, but it's as good as it is on your best day.
No, I've tried that too. And for everyone listening, it's really nice. Also, I was going to tell you, Jen, it's like the perfect under eye primer. It's the perfect, like, I mean, your concealer is going to go on as if your skin was baby skin. Like, you're not going to have any texture issues, nothing. And at the same time, you're like healing your skin because you have the eye cream on. So I love it.
Well, it also has a retinoid in it. So it's very anti-aging. It helps kind of a little bit with contour. Now, it's not going to do anything for your so-called crow's feet, because that's something that's totally different. That's dynamic muscle movement. That's a crease in the muscle that looks like a line or a wrinkle. That's Botox. That's a whole other issue. But in terms of this part of the area, dark circles, and you're right, it's the consistency of a primer. Yeah. So you use this day and night, but when you're using it during the day, and maybe you, or you're going out at night, but you want to put on a highlighter, you want to put on something that kind of reflects light away from underneath the eyes and makes it look really smooth. It floats on the top so it doesn't get into lines and wrinkles. It doesn't start to look cakey. It just looks really smooth and really reflective. Exactly, and yeah. I have to tell you, I do IG Live and podcasts. I get interviewed by Lady Gaga's former makeup artist.
Yeah.
And her name is Tara. And this is, first of all, Tara is obsessed with all the products, but she absolutely loves this eye product. And she uses it anytime that she's working with any type of on camera, doing any kind of professional makeup, because it does, it just gives this beautiful look around the eye area.
Yeah, and it looks natural. That's another thing that's like huge about this product is like, I've tried so many eye creams at this point that I've just stopped trying them after this product. No joke. Because honestly, eye cream is a very tricky area, first of all, in skincare. Second of all, this is, you're not going to need anything else after you use this, because one, it's targeting your problems, but it really does. Like, I know a lot of women of color can relate to this. My biggest problem with my eyes, it's not the crow's feet, it's not the actual lines from age, it's this, or rather, it's the under eye lines. You know what I mean? Like, it's like your soft.
We can really make a difference with those, because that's sun exposure, and the retinoid and the other topicals that's in there can definitely make a difference in the appearance of those lines and just the whole contour.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it makes a huge difference for me. Now, Jen, another thing I want to ask about, you know, same with the late night concept is this, you know, a lot of people, their face ends up looking, you know, when they get less sleep, they start looking just more tired, you know, like thinner, like their face is thinner. They're more tired looking. Somebody let the air out of their face or something, you know, that kind of look. So what do we do with that? You know, how do we really kind of combat that?
Well, in general, as much as 50% of what we perceive as just inevitable aging.
Yeah.
What we call loss of volume. So one of the things that is inherent to a youthful looking face is that it has three-dimensional volume. And the highest actual, let's say, widest part of the face is the cheekbone area.
Yeah.
And so not only are cheekbones the most feminine, the apple of the cheek is the most feminine aspect of the female face, and it's very, it's photogenic as well, but it, again, it's the most distinctive element of femininity in terms of facial structure. And as we age, the youthful triangle, which is again highest widest part of the face, and then it narrows down into a well-defined jawline, the cheek pad starts to move down. And as it moves down, you see a smile line, then you see a nasolabial fold. Eventually, that area flattens, the female face looks more masculinized in facial appearance, and the jaw area can be wider than that upper face area. Now, stress, lifestyle, all these things exacerbates that, but the underlying factor has to do with certain elements in the skin, known as GAGs, glycosaminoglycans, which are mucopolysaccharides, ceramides, phospholipids, and hyaluronic acid. Of those, the most critical is hyaluronic acid. Now, hyaluronic acid, when we're born, we have lots of it. It kind of, I like to say, it makes you look fluffy. So even if a baby is kind of underweight, they just look like they have a lot of juicy volume.
Yeah. Now, yeah.
Start to lose hyaluronic acid, particularly when you get into your 20s, and depending on your sun exposure and depending on lifestyle and all everything that's happened in the past, you can lose it much faster to a greater degree. Now, hyaluronic acid is not only great for volume, but it holds roughly 1 to 10,000 times its weight in water. So it's a great moisturizer.
Right.
And the fact is, you can go into drugstores, you can go to department stores, you can go into tons of products. In fact, I've worked with hyaluronic acid for years and years. And
yeah.
It's kind of a short-lived moisturizer. It's not like something like you can say, okay, it's going to last you 12 hours or 24 hours. So the second part of this is that people know today that for fine lines and wrinkles and volume in the skin, they can go to a practitioner and they can have fillers done. And fillers basically are various types of hyaluronic acid. So what they do is these fillers go in, and what most practitioners don't know is that it's not the hyaluronic acid that they're injecting that gives you the correction. The hyaluronic acid acts as a scaffolding for collagen to form. So it forms around it. It's a platform for collagen. And so how long the correction lasts. You know, it's dependent on the facial movement and the type of hyaluronic acid and all those things. Okay, so here's what gets really, really good. Hyla 3D, we make a cream, we make a serum, and we make a lip product. Hyla 3D is revolutionary. This is a different type of hyaluronic acid in that it's very small molecule. So like typically what is used in skincare products, instead of just sitting on the surface and acting like a moisturizer, it actually penetrates. Now, yeah. just one of these molecules is 50 times more hydrating. That means instead of 1 to 10,000 times its weight in water, it's 50 times more than that. And at 24 hours, when 20 hours ago, your hyaluronic acid moisturizer dissipated, you still have 5 times as much in the skin. Wow. So when you're using this day and night, you're kind of forming a hyaluronic acid reservoir.
And I love that.
You start to form collagen around that. And it helps to give 3D volumization. That doesn't replace injectables, but it gives this beautiful volumization to the skin that's different than just putting a moisturizer on. It's kind of from the inside out. And yeah. So progressively, your skin just looks so much more volumized and contoured and plump.
And plump, and, yeah. I mean, that's the thing is, like, your makeup goes on so different on skin that is plumped up. Like, your makeup, you will notice, like, I think makeup artists could even attest to this, is that the way it spreads, the way it sits, the way it, you know, sets, it's so different compared to skin that is not properly hydrated, you know? So it's, like, a huge difference.
And you use this with the system.
Yeah.
So this is something that's a progressive benefit, because over time your skin just looks more contoured. It looks so much plumper. And the reason that I came up with the cream, the first Hyla 3D product that we developed was the serum. Now the serum and the cream are going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
In fact, there's even some molecules in there that actually cause you to make more hyaluronic acid of your own. There's one that causes you to make more elastin. So there's a lot of technology. But I also wanted a product that went beyond just the serum in terms of barrier function. So get into the winter weather, and you know, sometimes people just have barrier function issues one way or the other, but particularly when it's cold weather, this is an opportunity that they can use a product that literally reinforces and changes the skin's barrier. There's technology in this that is absolutely remarkable in terms of having the skin function more like skin that's not compromised. So in this colder weather, again, you use this along with the system and you pair it off with the lips as well. What I like to do, I'm here in California, and today for us, we've got the first day where it's really cold, where it's like, you know, it's like 60 degrees this morning. That's probably nothing on the East
Coast. I'm so jealous of you. No,
but I use the cream at night with my system.
Yeah.
I use the serum during the day. So there's these various ways in which you can tailor it for your own particular needs and weather.
Well, again, with the priming idea too, Jan, like, I feel like all your products, like, there are seriously some products in the collection, in the line, that when you use them, it's like you don't need a primer. And I really think this is another one. You know what I mean? This is another one. It's like the perfect cream. I use it in the day. Like, I use it at night and the day. And for the day, it's perfect, because if I put on any, like I said, concealer, anything, it goes on so smooth and it does not sink into my pores. It doesn't, you know, there's no like weirdness, you know what I mean, with the texture. So I think this specific product is, again, like, so good for those of you out there that want like a dual product that obviously does the skincare benefits, but you need something that's going to prime your skin, make it look like it's ready to go, you know, before your makeup. So I love it. I love that product.
So, okay, I'm going to tell you now, I don't use a primer either, but I'm going to tell you that we do have a product that can be used as a primer.
Ooh.
It's another product that is the Terra, that I mentioned that Lady Gaga's former makeup artist is obsessed with. Now, this is a product called BioShield. BioShield was made for individuals that have ablative procedures to the skin, like frac, so laser procedures where you're removing either to a minimal degree or a more aggressive degree, you're removing skin for fine lines, wrinkles, acne scarring, those kinds of things. And afterwards, because the skin has been compromised, you protect it. And generally doctors say, well, put Vaseline on it or put Aquaphor on it. Oh my God, nobody wants that. Your hair sticks to it, you break out. It's a horrible thing. So I developed something called BioShield. And BioShield is actually a silicone-based product. Now, silicone, for whatever reason right now, is getting a bad rap, but there's about 2,000 different types of silicone, and silicone is absolutely can be fantastic. And there's, do you know that of all the things that you can put on skin, for example, scars, or surgical scars, silicone is the only thing that's actually been shown to downregulate scarring collagen.
Oh, wow.
So silicone is amazing for protecting the skin. And this particular product is also impregnated with growth factors. Now, so if somebody had, you know, some type of a procedure, they can put this on really thick the first few days. And then as time goes on, they put it on thinner and their skin doesn't break out. And it actually looks really good. And then when they get to, you know, where their skin is just maybe kind of pink and it's pretty much sort of healed and they start to wear foundation or something, they're still wearing it. They put their foundation on and it is the most incredible primer. I'm telling you, because that's what I did, is I actually made something the consistency of a primer.
Wow.
So
I love that.
If you're not healing, what you do is you put a little bit of it on and you take your makeup sponge and you just smooth it. Okay. It disappears. And you can use that as you can use it as a primer if you feel like you need a primer. I'm just telling you, it's like no primer that you've ever used. It really isn't.
Yeah. No, I believe you, because I feel like even the products that aren't supposed to be primers are like no primer I've ever used. Like,
and,
honestly.
So. And again, you get your skin to that point where you don't need to have a primer, but there are some individuals where there's certain maybe imperfections or acne scarring, or your skin just isn't at that point.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're doing some photography or something where you need to have a little bit more of an elaborate makeup look. But it is just superb. And because we made it for using with procedures, it's actually, and I think it's a, I have to remember this. I think it's a 2 ounce tube. It lasts forever, forever.
Yeah. No, I feel like that's the thing, is that people are gravitating more towards makeup for these kind of things. Like, I feel like skincare is the realm when it comes to priming your skin for whatever else you put on top. And so I really love that you have incorporated such beautiful formulations, you know what I mean, in terms of not only the efficacy but like the feel, the texture of these like products. Like, it's not, you guys are really like, when you buy any of Jan's products, that's one thing I can honestly tell you immediately you're going to notice, is that everything, it's like a dual function. Like, it's going to make your skin ready for whether you like makeup or not, you're ready to go, you know what I mean? You're not going to feel like you're lacking, your skin is lacking or whatever. So I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, Jan, I have one more thing to ask you, and that is really about, you know, this amazing advice you've given us. You've basically told us the secret to great skin, but say somebody still is not following any of the advice, okay, and they still have a party coming up tomorrow. What can they do last minute?
Okay, last minute.
Yeah.
They can use peel pads, they can use CleanZyme, SkinZyme, and we also make a limited edition holiday exfoliator, which people love, because again, it gives you that last minute glow. Now, I do not recommend scrubs. This looks like a scrub, but the granules dissolve. But that doesn't mean that this is for every single skin type. But for something that's a real quick, giving a resurface look and a glow, it is so popular. I'm always asked, well, how come you don't make it all year long? Well, we just put it out during the holidays. And the other thing that I also want to mention, our products are made for either normal combo or really, really dry skin or really oily skin. Yeah. And technology doesn't change. So in other words, if you're using the second product in the kit, which is Siesta, and you have really oily skin, you're going to get the same Siesta product, but in oil control, which is amazing because you're going to go to that party and you're not going to have to worry that you look like you are, you know, you could light up the room with your face in 2 hours.
Disco ball.
And so it's the same thing. If you have really dry skin, it's going to be the same technology because it's, you don't need a different technology. You need a product that maybe is more emollient, or you need a product that's less emollient. And the technology, you could have really oily skin and have lines and wrinkles and have acne or not have acne or have discoloration. And you could have really dry skin and have acne. So the solutions don't change, but the texture of the product is made to accommodate virtually any skin type.
Well, I love that. And I love every single thing that you make because it has so much like science, first of all, which is my always like first go-to for anything. And obviously thought behind it. I really love every single product I've tried. And for everyone listening, like this is really genuinely like the best skin advice you guys can get. I know I interview a lot of brands. I know I put a lot of options out there for you, but like, you know, Jan's products, like if you really are somebody, you need a solution, you need something, it's the holiday season. Like we said in this whole episode, this is where you start. Okay. Get on the system, add on what you need. You know what I mean? Do a consultation and make sure you're using the right products and just watch your skin change. It's going to, like, there's very few people that can say that, you know, my products really do cause they could change your skin. You can see the difference, visibly see the difference. Other people can too. So I'm a huge fan, Jan, you know that, you know, I couldn't rave enough about you if someone even challenged me. So thank you again for an amazing episode. This has been lovely.
Thank you. It's always so much fun.
I know.
Share with you. And I really enjoy it. And I can't wait until we have our next session.
Me too. And everyone listening, please take a minute to go, obviously, check out Jan's skincare line, check out the page. I'm going to tag everything, but take a minute to please leave us a review, a written review on Apple Podcasts if you can. Thank you so much. And we will be back.